You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has looked at climate concern in New Zealanders over the space of a year. The study found that climate concern tends to worsen across a year and doesn't decrease even if other life factors improve. I spoke to the lead author of the report, Sarah McBride, a master's student from the University of Wellington, about the report, its findings, and her hopes for well-being around climate change in the future.
This is looking at climate concern as it affects well-being 1 year later. So we're seeing a longitudinal effect of climate concern there. And what we found was that it does show a small increase in psychological distress 1 year later, but no effect on life satisfaction. And we also looked to see if this effect was moderated by age, so that is, do younger people feel the effects more strongly? And it wasn't significant there either. But yeah, the main finding is that it's psychological distress is higher 1 year later.
Were these findings sort of in line with what you expected starting out?
So definitely the psychological distress finding, because a lot of the literature on climate change concern, climate change anxiety, climate change distress generally does show that there's a link with poorer well-being. But the link with life satisfaction not being significant was unexpected, but when we looked at all the research on it, it actually made quite a lot of sense, because life satisfaction is independent from psychological distress, and you can have lots of fluctuation in your psychological distress and it doesn't actually affect your overall life satisfaction. So that one does make sense. The one that was quite interesting was our analysis on age. So I'm sure you've seen lots of, in the media, lots of young people are really distressed about climate change. And, you know, there's all the protests and Greta Thunberg particularly leading that. And so to find that being non-significant was interesting, but I do have some theories, I guess, about why that might be. But there was overall slightly higher levels of concern for young people. It's just that that concern was not magnifying the effect on well-being.
What are those theories you sort of mentioned? Are you able to share those?
Yeah, so we use the New Zealand Attitudes and Values Survey, which is a fantastic longitudinal bit of data. Like, there's over 14,000 participants, and it's been running for like 12 or 13 years at this point. But it does only take people who are 18 or older, because it runs off the electoral roll, which means that we're not getting the slightly younger people who are quite active in the climate activism space and who are seeming to be quite distressed by climate change. So it's not picking up on that group of people, which is potentially part of the reason. Yeah.
And so around your methodology, what sort of indicators measure mental distress?
Yeah, so we had we used the Kessler 6, which is just a measure of psychological distress symptoms, basically depression and anxiety symptoms. So it's not a diagnostic tool, but it's sort of saying measuring levels of depression and anxiety, not at a clinical level, if that makes sense.
Is there any sense of a correlation between someone's concern around climate change and perhaps their activism? Does being concerned mean you're more likely to go and try and stop it?
So we didn't, unfortunately, have a measure of any kind of activism or pro-environmental behaviour or anything like that in this study, because this is, we're just only able to use what is available in the New Zealand Attitudes and Values Survey. But I am currently doing my master's on quite a similar topic, looking at young people. And we are measuring that, the relationship between pro-environmental behaviour and the relationship between climate strike attendance with climate anxiety. So if you stay tuned, I guess, we'll have an answer for that in a while.
Yeah.
But some of the research does suggest that there is a link between pro-environmental behaviour and climate anxiety or climate distress. And if you look at some of the qualitative research around the climate strikes, a lot of them will cite their worry or concern or anxiety over climate change as the reason for attending.
And so other than that future project you mentioned, are there other areas you'd like to investigate or follow up on from this research?
Yeah, I'm quite interested in seeing how we can address climate change anxiety or climate change concern or just the general distress within indigenous populations around the world, particularly within New Zealand. A lot of the scales that we use aren't developed in New Zealand, and they're not really encompassing what a Maori worldview of climate change looks like. And so we can't actually really accurately tell what's going on. And it's something that is obviously incredibly impactful for Māori because, you know, the connection to the environment for Māori is so fundamental to te ao Māori. And so to be able to investigate that further would be really interesting. And useful, not just interesting.
Yeah. Has there been any sort of research around that yet, or would that be a completely new thing?
There has been some research around just, like, general Māori worldview in the environment and psychology, but as far as I'm aware, nothing that looks specifically at climate anxiety. So yeah, it's a bit of a novel area of research, which I'm really excited to see hopefully in the near future some research come out about.
And so these were New Zealanders who you were looking at. Has there been similar research around the world? How do we compare in New Zealand to the rest of the world?
Yeah, so as far as I'm aware, this is the only one looking at the effects longitudinally, so that's over time. But there's a lot of data which looks at them, sort of just the effects as they correlate to each other. And it does kind of track to what other research is saying, because there's research that's been done like in Europe, in the US and Australia, and it's showing similar results of a relationship with depression or anxiety or other measures of psychological well-being.
And finally, so you've sort of done this research and identified potential issues. Are there sort of particular areas or things you think that could be done, other than, I guess, solving climate change, to sort of improve the mental well-being of people who are anxious around this?
A lot of the research... Well, I say a lot, there's not huge amounts of it, but some of the research that does exist says that things like engaging in things that you know are good for the environment, so like taking public transport or going to climate strikes, because it does promote like a feeling of empowerment that you can actually do something about climate change, that kind of thing is really helpful for making you feel better. And I also think it's really important that like it is recognised that this is not just some kind of another form of like mental illness or something like that, because it's not irrational. It is a completely rational response to a life-threatening crisis that is, you know, it's hard to comprehend because it's, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the future that we're going to be seeing the really bad effects. But it's not irrational to feel really concerned or worried about climate change, and so I think that the recognition of that is something that would probably be very beneficial for people.
That was Sarah McBride from the University of Wellington on how climate change is affecting mental health.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.